This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Let's get through the rules of engagement first. They're pretty easy. First, you send me a text message. That's real easy to do on your phone or whatever you use to send text messages. The number is 33103, 33103. Then in the message box, you just type the word Mike or Michael and then send me a message. You can tell me anything. You can ask me anything. In fact, I was just reading through text messages before the program started. Then the second thing is, if you want to follow me on social media, podcasts, find a local affiliate when they air the program, when they re-air the program. All of that is in one website, michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com. Pretty easy to find. How to listen, you can find all the affiliates, podcasts, you can find the podcast. Then let me say this about the podcast real quickly. To get all of the podcasts, you look for and subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. So whatever podcast app you use, just in the search bar, look for The Situation with Michael Brown, hit the subscribe button, and then you get all five programs from the weekday program, plus the weekend program, too. That's all. So whatever podcast app you use, it doesn't make any difference. Just be sure and subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. I really would appreciate that. Oh, social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of those icons are on the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Click on those. That takes you straight to my, if you want to send me a tweet, or I'm sorry, a post on X, you want to join the private group on Facebook, you want to follow me on Instagram, all of those are right there at michaelsaysgohere.com. So I want to talk about Denver for a moment, but I want to talk about Denver in the larger context of the entire country, about immigration, because what's happening in Denver is happening in your community. And quite frankly, it's happening in every community, large and small, all across the Fruited Plain, East Coast, West Coast, Northern Border, Southern Border, you name it, all across the country, the same thing is happening. But Denver, for what, I'm not quite sure why, but for some reason, Denver has come to the forefront of the immigration issue. I think part of it is it's a Democrat-controlled city. It's a blue state. I know we used to be red. And in addition to the immigration problem and the homeless problem preceded the immigration problem. The immigration problem exacerbated the homeless problem. All of the other problems were exacerbated because it's a Democrat-run city, a Democrat-run state. We have a Democrat-run legislature. Everything's Democrat in this state, with the exception of a few little towns and cities here and there, a few counties here and there. But otherwise, it's turned into a Democrat-controlled state, and you can tell it. I mean, I've been here almost 30 years now. My grandparents settled here. I can claim to be a pioneer status in Colorado. But for Pete's sake, this state has just turned into a crap hole state. And Denver in particular has turned into a crap hole city. I think because of the Trump Supreme Court case, a lot of people in the cabal, in the dominant media, started coming to Denver, talking to elected officials, talking to reporters, talking to citizens. And so there was suddenly, you know, the eyes began to focus on Colorado. And they realized, this mayor in Colorado, the mayor in Denver, Mike Johnston, is out there beating his chest about how bad it is with illegal immigration. And he's demanding, in fact, he made a trip to Washington, D.C., he and several other mayors, begging Biden for more money. They didn't beg Biden to shut down the border. They begged for more money. So that hit the national airwaves. Then I think the Supreme Court case, which we'll talk about later in the program, but then I think the Supreme Court case kind of focused the national dominant media, the cabal, on this state. And they realized that, there's a story here where we don't have to talk about Chicago anymore. We don't have to talk about New York. We don't have to talk about Los Angeles. We can talk about Denver, out in the middle of nowhere, flyover country. And so they started. And the Wall Street Journal, in a piece, when was this published? It was published today. It was actually published this morning. Headline is, Denver is furious that Washington can't fix the border. The subhead, the blocking of a Senate bill to overhaul the U.S. asylum law leaves big cities strained by migrant arrivals. Now, when I read that article for the first time this morning, I thought, well, obviously I have to talk about it. But then I turned on local news, just as I do on every morning. Well, I shouldn't say I do it every morning because during the weekday I'm usually in the studio. But on Saturday mornings I get up, walk the dogs, turn on the local news, find out whether or not, you know, Biden has fallen asleep somewhere and they can't find him. He's wandered off the White House grounds and there's an Amber Alert or a whatever they call it for old farts. They're out looking for Joe Biden somewhere. And, you know, you never know. I'm always curious. But I ran across this story on our local Fox affiliate, Channel 31, KDVR. Denver slashing $5 million from Parks, DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles, after border deal collapse. This was posted yesterday at, it was updated yesterday at 9:56 p.m. And I want to play for you the video that is accompanying this story, because the video itself says a few things that I find absolutely astonishing. And I find them astonishing because it makes you wonder, are we not focused on the wrong things? Are we not playing the game again that, if Congress doesn't do what we want it to do, then we're gonna shut down parks, or we're gonna cut back on police departments, we're gonna defund the cops, we're gonna send that money elsewhere. Well, that's kind of what's happened in Colorado. And it's absolutely insane.
It is official. Budget cuts are coming to the city of Denver.
The mayor now says city services will be slashed because of the migrant crisis. Fox 31's Matt Morrow here with the very latest. Matt.
Talia, here's where you're going to feel these cuts the most. Parks and Rec and the DMV. The cuts will save about $5 million, just a fraction of what Denver expects to spend on the migrants this year. So this is likely just the beginning.
First up on the chopping block, Parks and Rec. The days and hours city rec centers are open are about to be slashed. Starting February 20th, regional rec centers that are open 7 days a week will be open just 6 days a week. And local and neighborhood centers that already operate on a six-day schedule will cut their hours. Plus, spring rec programs will be cut by 25%, and the city will not be planting in flower beds this year. Cuts are also headed to the DMV. Starting March 4th, you'll no longer be able to renew your vehicle registration in person. Instead, you'll have to do it online, at a kiosk, or in the mail. And all regional DMV offices will close for 1 week every month. These closures will not affect the Tremont branch.
While they're the first steps, they unfortunately will not be the last and may not be the hardest.
Mayor Mike Johnston says the cuts will save Denver about $5 million. But the city needs to find a way to save $180 million. As a result, Denver will likely change how it helps the migrants who come here and how many it helps.
This is a plan for shared sacrifice. This is what good people do in hard situations.
Migrants, many from Venezuela, first started arriving in Denver in December of 2022. Since then, the city has helped nearly 40,000 and currently has more than 3,500 staying in shelters here. And that has some people asking, why? Why cut city services for those who pay taxes to support those who cross the southern border with an asylum claim and will likely wait years for a judge to rule on it? Here's the mayor on that.
We want to continue to be a city that does not have women and children out on the street in tents in 20-degree weather. And we also want to be a city that provides all of our constituents with the services they deserve and the services that they expect. We want to do both of those.
Well, now to the issue of city jobs. The mayor says these cuts will not affect full-time employees, but he says hourly and seasonal workers may have hours cut and positions may be left open. The mayor.
Boy, do I have some questions. And do I have some thoughts about this? And those thoughts may make you uncomfortable. It's Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. I'll tell you those thoughts in a minute.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single-line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single-line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Is this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I said I got questions. I have got questions, and I don't know quite for sure whether you're going to like these questions or not. So Denver's slashing its parks budget, slashing the DMV budget, all trying to save $5 million, according to the mayor. Now, I can't find the audio of this, but one of the Denver City Council persons, I don't know who his name is, I don't care who his name is, talked about, you know, we have an obligation to these illegal, now he said the word migrants, but I just refuse to fall into that trap. He said, we have an obligation to serve these illegal aliens when they show up in our city. Now that was separate and apart from this, that news story you heard before the break. And it caused me to do a double take. And I asked myself this question, do we really? Do we as taxpayers have an obligation to someone who breaks the law and comes here illegally? Now, I know that suddenly everyone is an asylum seeker because they have figured out in countries all over the world, don't just cross the border illegally. Cross the border and tell them you're claiming asylum. Now, I know the cartels still engage in human trafficking, and there are still people crossing the border illegally for reasons other than asylum, but that has conflated so much that I would just venture to say that 99% of those crossing the border now are claiming asylum. Well, I don't give a rat's ass whether they're claiming asylum or they're coming here illegally. Either way, they're coming here illegally. And my question is, do we really have, as taxpayers, an obligation to those who come here illegally, or now all of those coming seeking asylum, before we can make a determination that they indeed are entitled to asylum, or even after, let's say there is a determination that Juan comes from El Salvador or Venezuela, most of them are from Venezuela, and Juan is adjudicated to be entitled to asylum at the time he comes across the border. Why do we as taxpayers have a financial obligation to Juan? And why do we have a financial obligation as taxpayers to all of the other illegal aliens coming into this country? You see, we have fallen prey to that old trick of buy into the narrative, buy into the premise, and then suddenly there is the principle of Occam's razor has now shifted just enough that now, oh, it is now a given that we have a financial obligation as taxpayers to support those people and to provide them food, clothing, shelter, cell phones, whatever it might be. All of the amenities of being a citizen of this country that you and I work for? My answer is no. We do not, as taxpayers. Now, I will tell you that I personally believe, and I think that we all have a personal responsibility to help those who are less fortunate than us. But that's why you have non-government organizations. That's why you have charities. That's why you have different groups that you, as either, you know, a community organization, your local church, your local synagogue, your local mosque, whatever it might be, that you put a tithe in, or you put a contribution in, or that you make a contribution to a charitable organization, whether you're doing it out of the goodness of your heart or you're doing it for a tax write-off, I don't care. You give money to someone because you buy into their mission to, I don't know, help women who are victims of domestic violence, to provide those shelters for women who escape from an abusive husband, and they're able to go to a shelter where they're able to get out of town or do whatever they're going to, whatever services they're going to provide to get that woman out of an abusive relationship. Why have we suddenly decided that we have a taxpayer obligation to those people? Because I don't believe that we do. And I certainly don't believe that we have an obligation to cut services that you and I pay taxes for. Now, in the case of Denver, it's the DMV, which, if you know, most DMVs are pretty crappy, and parks. We pay taxes for that. And now they're going to tell us that we're going to take money away from DMV and away from parks so that we can provide that money to an illegal alien, to provide shelter for someone who we did not invite here, whom we did not say, hey, come over here. At least I didn't. I didn't invite them in here. So I don't think that we have an obligation to do that. Now, that may seem harsh, but I think that it's the failure of us to recognize that we have succumbed to the narrative and the premise that somehow you and I have a moral obligation to take care of these people, and I don't believe that we do as taxpayers. Do we have an obligation as, I don't care whether you're Protestant, Catholic, or you're Muslim, or you're atheist, or you're whatever, I think we may have a moral obligation to help other people, and I do sincerely believe that. So if I want to help other people, it's more efficient for me to give my dollars that I want to give to an organization for something that I'm interested in. So let's just pick on illegal immigration. If you believe that you think that you have an obligation to shelter, clothe, feed them, then you ought to find a non-government organization. You ought to find a local charity, or maybe your church or synagogue ought to do it, but taxpayers shouldn't do it. You should go do it. And you know what I love about this idea? One, it gives us freedom of choice. Two, it means that our tax dollars go to those things that we actually say that we want our tax dollars to go to, for those kinds of public services that we think we need. And then it refocuses the need to fund those other kinds of services, like food, shelter, and clothing for people who were not invited here, who are here illegally. It shifts that away from the government to individuals, and now all of the limousine liberals, all of those folks that are just like, oh yeah, I want to, you know, but I want the government to do it. I don't want to do it myself. Yeah? Step up, bucko. You want them here? You pay for them. I don't want them here. I'm tired of paying for them. And now in Denver, we're going to slash taxpayer-funded services to give those tax dollars to people who we didn't invite here and are here illegally? It's just wrong. It is just wrong. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Is another 2008 financial crisis looming? This is Kevin DeMeritt for Lear Capital. Just listen to the news. Numbers don't lie. Personal debt is at record highs. Corporate bankruptcies are soaring. Just the interest on our debt will hit $1 trillion this year. Then you have central banks buying record amounts of gold to protect their own assets. They see what's coming, and it's a no-brainer. Maybe it's time for you to do the same. Move some of your paper assets into gold because they can't print more gold. It's easy to buy, easy to sell, and it's never been worth zero.
folks, Kevin DeMeritt has been spot on about the economy and gold. Call Lear Capital today at 1-800-927-2400 for your free gold investor kit and their 2024 special report, Rising Debt, Rising Gold. Tell them Kevin sent you and you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 1-800-927-2400, 1-800-927-2400.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie!
No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Remember, you can always text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. As I've said before, text messages are a great way to interact with the program because, well, they give me ideas. For example, Goober number 1603 says, Michael, you cannot say that we all have, well, first of all, I can say anything. Michael, you cannot say we all have a personal responsibility to help those less fortunate. You have no right to assign that responsibility on me. That is no different than the left saying all taxpayers have that responsibility. Well, let's clarify, make certain you understood what I said. I say that I believe that we have a personal responsibility. I didn't assign it to you. I think you do, but I don't force that on you. I just think that as human beings that we have an obligation to help those less fortunate. But I don't think that it's a legal requirement. I don't think it's, I mean, I think it's a moral imperative, but something that's a moral imperative is much different than a legal requirement. And even if I think it's a moral imperative, I can't and will not force my morals on you. I just happen to think that we as humans, and particularly those of us who are fortunate, have an obligation to share those gifts. Now, at what level? How much? What percentage? What direction? What? How you do it? I don't care. I don't even care if you don't do it. I just believe that I do, and I think that we all should consider that. But if you don't want to do it, I don't care. I don't care. But that's different than us shifting. Now, for those of you who've listened to me for the past almost 20 years now on local radio here in Denver, I have talked fairly incessantly about what the left has very successfully done. This is how progressive Democrat policies work. That over time, going all the way back, even prior to Woodrow Wilson, there has been this idea that we ought to abdicate our personal responsibility to other human beings, abdicate that to the federal government, to state government, local governments, federal governments, but to in government in general, abdicate, you know, I really do want to take care of other people. And I really feel, you know, I saw, in fact, coming into the studio today, as I was thinking about this topic, I saw a homeless guy near this, where I exit the interstate to get onto the surface street to come over here to the studio. It's snowing outside, and there was a homeless man setting up his little corner on the spot on the corner where he was going to put a sign up, which nobody can ever read, and start panhandling on that corner. And there is an organization, I'm sure there are organizations all over the country. This organization will give you a business card, like a business-sized business card, to hand out to a homeless person. And that will have an address and a phone number and some other information about programs where they can go to get some food, get whatever, and you give that to them instead of giving them money that they're going to use, end up using on drugs, alcohol, or whatever they might use it on. As I looked at that guy, I thought about this topic, and I thought, I see that guy, and I have sympathy and empathy for that guy, but I'm not going to give him any money because that perpetuates the problem. If I give him $1, $20, $100, the likelihood of that being spent on something other than helping himself get out of homelessness is about zilch. So instead, we ought to be redirecting them to charitable organizations which people have voluntarily given their money to help them. And I think the exact damn same thing is true for illegal aliens coming into this country. First of all, I don't think they should come in the first place. I think that we should seal off the border. We should have an orderly immigration process where if you want to emigrate to this country from Ireland or Yemen or China or Mexico or Venezuela or Antarctica, I don't care. But what you've got to do is apply for a visa and apply for whatever visa it takes to get here, and you've got to wait on that, and you have to wait in line Or maybe you get a visa to come to this country for whatever. Maybe it's an H-1B visa, to, you know, specialized work. Maybe it's a tourist visa, whatever. Don't overstay it, because I think we ought to deport people who overstay their visas. And then you go through the process. And if that requires you, that you stay in Caracas or that you stay in San Juan, wherever it might be, and you have to come through the Puerto Rico, not Puerto Rico, but Costa Rica, then you have to come into this country the proper way and get citizenship the proper way. That's the immigration system that we need. And that's the immigration system that we had. And we developed that. People always throw this in your face. Well, you know, before we put in a, you know, an organized and a systematic way of immigration, we just let everybody come into the country. Yeah, we did. And we populated the country, but now we need to stop that. If we need to populate the country, if we need additional workers, if we need additional whatever, then let's do it systematically so we know who is here and they come here the right way. Because, you know, the immigration laws that are still on the books, if they were enforced, we wouldn't have this problem. We simply would not have this problem. But they refuse to enforce the existing laws. And now it's gotten so bad that Denver has become the focus between the national news and the Wall Street Journal, which I want to get to that story in just a second. And I'm simply saying that my answer or my response to this is I don't think that we as taxpayers have any sort of moral or legal or any other obligation for them. You know, living in the mountains, my home in New Mexico is in the mountains. My home here in suburban Denver is not technically in the mountains, but we still have wildlife. We have bear, we have elk occasionally, we have foxes, we have deer, we have all sorts of things coming through our neighborhood. In New Mexico, it's the same thing. I have wild turkey, I've got bear, I've got mountain lions, I've got elk, I've got everything coming through that place. But I don't feed them. I don't feed them because, or stray cats. I certainly don't feed stray cats either. Because now you've made them dependent. And those animals will not learn to survive through a bad winter if I feed them all the time. They are not capable of surviving a winter. Nature wants them to struggle. Nature wants them to have to go graze for food. Survival of the fittest, I guess, if you want to put it as crudely as that. And I don't mind putting it that crudely. Because I'm pulling a Joe Biden here, because I want exactly the right word. We are enabling and encouraging those that already come here with nothing to continue with nothing because they don't have to work to take care of themselves or to produce for themselves, and therefore they become like the deer that somebody puts corn out for all year long, and so that deer becomes dependent upon that food source, and if that food source goes away, the deer ends up getting killed. Well, they get killed by a mountain lion anyway, but they certainly won't survive a bad or really heavy, cold, snowy winter. But that's what we're doing. That's precisely what we're doing. And the more we do it, now we've reached the tipping point in Denver where now we're going to take services away from the people who work and pay the taxes to give services to people who do not work and do not pay the taxes. So in essence, we're feeding the deer, we're feeding the stray cat, and we're saying, just keep on coming in because we'll take care of you. Imagine, if you will, for a moment, that we said, you know what, we would suggest you not come here. Because other than a church or a charity or somebody that might be able to provide you with something, the United States government, the state of Colorado, and the city and county of Denver, Colorado, will provide you nothing. So if you come here, expect nothing other than what you might be able to get from a charitable organization or a church or somebody else. We won't do it. And let me say this about charitable organizations. When I use the term NGO, non-government organizations, that encompasses also charities like, and I know if you're Catholic, sorry to offend you, but Catholic Charities, for example. Catholic Charities gets a lot of federal dollars, as do many organizations. Don't get me, I'm not picking on Catholic Charities, I'm just using it as an example. These NGOs get tax dollars that they then use to help pay the salaries of all of their organization's leadership and employees so that they can also use tax dollars and some money they get from, obviously from Catholic churches and parishioners to then go do these services for the homeless or the illegal aliens or other people. I think they should get no tax dollars. No tax dollars whatsoever. If we did that and we cut out all of the tax-paid services that we're giving these people, people would suddenly think twice about coming here. And this problem, the resolution of this problem, or the resolution of what to do with those who are homeless or those who are here illegally, would then fall on those charitable organizations and the individual who made the choice to come here in the first place. We have absolutely done this to ourselves. And it's progressive, democratic policies that have done it to us. It is also, listen carefully, it is establishment Republican policies that want cheap labor for companies and corporations and big ag, whatever it might be. It's just easier to do it this way than to do it the right way. Shame and a pox on all of them. Text the word Michael to 33103. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Get money back with every gallon of gas you buy with a free Upside app. Just download the free Upside app, buy gas like normal, and earn serious cash back, no strings attached. From there, it's easy to transfer your cash to your bank account, PayPal, or even an e-gift card. Upside users have earned back over $200 million. Download the free Upside app and use code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents a gallon in your first tank. That's code AUDIO. That's code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents a gallon in your first tank.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the score, Reading, and At the Door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Wall Street Journal reports this morning, Denver, a city of 713,000 people, has absorbed nearly 40,000 migrants in a little over a year, more per capita than any other U.S. city. It is second only to New York in the total number of foreigners who have arrived since 2022. The influx is straining the city's budget, crowding schools and hospitals, and swelling the ranks of the city's homeless population. Denver has spent more than $42 million in the past year to house and feed the new arrivals. Public schools have ballooned by more than 3,000 students, creating a budget shortfall of roughly $17.5 million. The city's safety net hospital has seen at least 9,000 migrant patients in the past year, costing at least $10 million in unreimbursed care. Now, I want to emphasize, I'm reading that and quoting that directly from the Wall Street Journal. They use the term migrant, and it is the only reason I use that term, because I think the bastardization of the language is meant to soften the blow of how harsh this situation is. Let's think about what they report. Denver, second only to New York City in terms of total number, more per capita than any other city in the entire country. And this hits home for me because while I do not live in Denver, I live in a suburb of Denver, nonetheless, my iHeart studio is located in what's called the Denver Tech Center, which is kind of south of downtown Denver. It's a fairly wealthy, high-end area of town. As I said, it is not immune from all of these problems. I have a real bugaboo about how not just Denver, but Colorado in general has become a crap hole state because of this Democrat rule. And immigration, illegal immigration in particular, in fact, illegal immigration wholly, has caused this state to become even worse. $42 million in 1 year to house and feed these new arrivals? $42 million. You know, this may seem callous, but it's the truth. $42 million would do a lot to fix the crappy roads and highways that I travel on. $42 million would do a lot in terms of reducing crime by hiring more cops, putting more firefighters in stations. $42 million would do a lot in terms of what they might use it for parks and recreation, or to improve the services of the Department of Motor Vehicles. to improve all of the services for which we as taxpayers pay all of this money into. And I will tell you, too, that because I work in Denver, Denver has a city income tax. So not only do I pay a Colorado state income tax, I pay a Denver income tax, even though I don't live in Denver. If I had kids, which I do, but if I had kids that were enrolled in Denver public schools, I would pull them out immediately. 3,000 students creating a budget shortfall of roughly $17.5 million, and property taxes in Colorado are expected to skyrocket by up to 50% this year. Almost 50% increase in our property taxes. Oh, well, there's $17.5 million in Denver alone that you could reduce property taxes by simply because of the $17.5 million shortfall in schools. 9,000 illegal aliens in the city's public hospital, Denver General Hospital, costing at least $10 million in unreimbursed care. Who's paying for that? You and I are paying for it. And, of course, their reaction is not to reduce the number of illegal aliens. Their response is, let them keep coming. We're going to cut back on services. And we're going to go to the federal government and ask them to give them money from the, I guess, the magic fairy money in D.C., which, by the way, comes from all of you. So if you think that you're immune to this because you live in Podunk, USA, well, guess what, sweetheart? No, this affects you, too, because if the federal government starts sending money to Denver, that money comes out of the federal treasury, so whatever you pay in federal income taxes, excise taxes, federal fees, or anything else is going to support people in Denver, the illegal aliens in Denver. This is why I say that everywhere this occurs, it affects every single one of us. And that border bill, that crappy border bill that they wanted to pass that failed, would not have reduced the number of illegal aliens coming into this country. Oh, I know you've probably heard that, you know, we will reduce it down to 4,000 a day. Well, Jay Johnson, the former Secretary of Homeland Security, when he was in the Obama administration, he said if we reached 1,000 a day, that was an overwhelming crisis. And even if we reached the 4,000 a day, they lied to you by omission, by not telling you that that bill also said that while we will mandate the Secretary of Homeland Security to shut down the border, it didn't really do that, it gave the power to the president to waive that for any reason. This really may be the issue that causes this nation to finally correct its course away from these Marxist policies that Democrats are enforcing on us. Stay tuned to the show.
Is another 2008 financial crisis looming? This is Kevin DeMeritt for Lear Capital. Just listen to the news. Numbers don't lie. Personal debt is at record highs. Corporate bankruptcies are soaring. Just the interest on our debt will hit $1 trillion this year. Then you have central banks buying record amounts of gold to protect their own assets. They see what's coming and it's a no-brainer. Maybe it's time for you to do the same. Move some of your paper assets into gold because they can't print more gold. It's easy to buy, easy to sell, and it's never been worth zero.
Folks, Kevin DeMeritt has been spot on about the economy and gold. Call Lear Capital today at 1-800-927-2400 for your free gold investor kit and their 2024 special report, Rising Debt, Rising Gold. Tell them Kevin sent you and you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 1-800-927-2400, 1-800-927-2400.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, You'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. In Washington, federal authorities have launched an investigation to determine why a private jet tried to make an emergency landing on a Florida interstate, and the pilot of a rescue helicopter was on the way, and that audio courtesy of Live ATC.
Cover Shadow 5 rescue helicopter, request to go to the scene.
Shadow 5, proceed direct as requested.
We got more details about the incident from correspondent Jackie Quinn.
There were five people on board the Bombardier Challenger 600 jet when it tried to land on Interstate 75 in Florida's Collier County, near the start of Alligator Alley. Brianna Walker and her friend were driving when she started recording video of the fiery crash. The wing of the chartered jet hit the car in front of them and then slammed into a wall. Walker says the car was pulverized, saying they were just seconds away from death. Aviation records show the plane had taken off from Ohio and was supposed to land in Naples, Florida, around the time of the crash. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former President Trump says this week's decision by a special counsel not to charge President Biden in a classified documents case amounts to a two-tiered system of justice.
They're trying desperately to spin the Biden document disaster into a, oh, but wasn't Trump worse? No, Trump was peanuts by comparison.
Senator Dan Sullivan of Alaska says the Ukraine supplemental aid package should be seen as much more than temporary assistance for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
This should be named the National Security Industrial Base Renaissance Bill. Almost $50 billion that go directly into our capacity to produce everything from submarines to howitzer rounds.
Senators working through the weekend on the $95 billion military aid package. More from townhall.com.
Life insurance. What's your excuse for putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think your work coverage is enough? There's a lot of excuses for putting off life insurance, but one big reason why you shouldn't. If the unexpected were to happen to you, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' tuition, and all the other bills? In a time of grief, the last thing you would want is for your family to have to sell the house and struggle to survive financially. At Ethos, we could get you covered in just 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Rates can increase the longer you wait, so no more excuses. Take 10 minutes today and discover the modern way to get the life insurance coverage you need. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
The former governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, is running for the U.S. Senate.
Hogan made the announcement on Friday to run for a seat that hasn't had a Republican senator in 37 years. The former governor is a moderate who considered a presidential bid. As governor, he became a national figure as one of the few members of the GOP willing to criticize Donald Trump. Republican leaders are wrestling with Democrats for Senate control, so they're eager to pick up a seat. Hogan, who served two terms as governor and left office early last year, announced his bid for Senate just hours before Maryland's filing deadline. He'll run for Senator Ben Cardin's open seat, who is retiring. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Wall Street set its latest record after the S&P 500 rose 0.6% to close above the 5,000 level for the first time on Friday. Big tech stocks helped to lead the way. NVIDIA, Microsoft, and Amazon provided three of the strongest pushes higher that helped the NASDAQ composite jump by 1.2% as well. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Meta has removed Instagram and Facebook accounts run on behalf of Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei.
The move follows criticism over his support for Hamas after its brutal terror attack on Israel.
Meta says it removed the accounts for repeatedly violating its dangerous organizations and individuals policy. There's been no immediate comment from Iran's mission to the UN. Iran has provided arms and support to Hamas, along with other like-minded proxies that have carried out attacks on U.S. military personnel and commercial shipping in the Red Sea. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Biden administration is announcing an investment of $5 billion in a public-private consortium aimed at supporting research and development in advanced computer chips. The National Semiconductor Technology Center will be funded through the 2022 Chips and Science Act. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Voigt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Really do appreciate you tuning in. Rules of engagement are easy. First and foremost, if you want to interact with the program, there are a lot of ways to do that. Easiest way to do is to send me a text message. On your smartphone, your dumb phone, your laptop, however you use message services, the number you use is 33103. 33103. Then in the message box, you start the message out with the word Mike or Michael, and you tell me anything, you ask me anything. And as we found out that last hour, those text messages can often be a jumping-off point that I use about a particular topic that I'm discussing. So text messages are good feedback for me and a good way for you to interact with the program and tell me what you think about a subject or to ask me anything and tell me anything. Second rule of engagement is I would sincerely appreciate a follow on social media. If you're on Twitter, now X, or if you're on X, formerly Twitter, you're on Facebook, we have a private little group on Facebook, or you're on Instagram, you can follow me by simply going to the website michaelsaysgohere.com. michaelsaysgohere.com, and you'll find on that page the little social media icons. Click those, and then, you know, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You'll also find a How to Listen tab, which is an interactive map of all of the affiliates across the country, across the fruited plain. And when they air the program, what time they air the program, some repeat the program. So if you're traveling or you need to find me, you can always do that. Of course, you can always find me on the iHeartRadio app. You can also subscribe to the podcast. Now, whatever podcast app you use, search for this. The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. When you click that, that little box will come up that shows it's a little kind of red The thumbnail is kind of a red thumbnail that says The Situation with Michael Brown. You click the subscribe button and boom, now you've got all of the 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. So you got 23 hours of me. Yeah, isn't that fantastic? 23 hours of me. So I would really would appreciate a subscription to the podcast. What else? I think that's it. Let's get to, I want to do a couple of things this hour. I want to talk about legitimacy. I know we're going to have a political science class this hour. But before we get to legitimacy, I want to talk about the elephant in the room. The elephant in the room. You may have heard unless you're living under a rock. You may have heard that the special counsel, I forget his first name. Anyway, this lawyer, maybe it should be they. Maybe we didn't ask the right pronoun. I know it's spelled H-U-R, but it's pronounced her. Well, I should probably be careful. Let's just refer to the special counsel, they. So the special counsel, they, issued a report this week. The report on the investigation into unauthorized removal, retention, and disclosure of classified documents discovered at locations including the Penn Biden Center and the Delaware private residence of President Joseph R. Biden, Jr. Robert Hur. Dated, what was the date on this thing? It was, they just put a generic date, February. I have read through the entire thing, 377 pages. It's a fascinating report. The President of the United States, according to the report, I did a word search for the word willful. It appears 9 times. The first time it appears is in the executive summary. Here's what the executive summary says. Listen closely. Quote, our investigation uncovered evidence that President Biden willfully retained and disclosed classified material after his vice presidency when he was a private citizen. These materials included, one, marked classified documents about military and foreign policy in Afghanistan, and two, notebooks containing Mr. Biden's handwritten entries about issues of national security and foreign policy implicating sensitive intelligence sources and methods. What does willfully mean? Willfully means, in legal terms, that the president had the state of mind to deliberately and purposely keep and disclose, so keep the documents, retain them personally, which is a violation of the law, and then to disclose those to people who do not have clearance, whether it be a secret clearance or a top secret clearance or a specialized clearance, who have no clearances, such as his ghostwriter. And the report says he indeed did disclose classified information to the ghostwriter. That's the first mention of the word willfully. The second mention of the word willfully is this. Several defenses are likely to create reasonable doubt as to these charges. For example, Mr. Biden could have found the classified Afghanistan documents at his Virginia home in 2017 and then forgotten about them. This could convince some reasonable jurors that he did not retain them willfully. When Mr. Biden told his ghostwriter about finding, quote, all of the classified stuff downstairs, his tone was matter of fact. For a person who had viewed classified documents nearly every day for 8 years as vice president, including regularly in his home, finding classified documents at home less than a month after leaving office could have been an unremarkable and forgettable event. But, nonetheless, while they conclude that some jurors may not believe he willfully did it, and the reason why they may not believe he willfully did it is the big controversy, is the big elephant in the room, we'll get to in a minute. The third time it appears is this. In addition, Mr. Biden's memory was significantly limited. There's the first mention of the elephant. Both during his recorded interviews with the ghostwriter in 2017. Let's stop right there. The ghostwriter that Biden had hired to write a book, when he heard that a special counsel had been appointed to investigate the willful, or let's say, to be fair, when a special counsel had been appointed to investigate this classified document issue, the ghostwriter immediately deleted his audio recordings of his interviews with the former vice president. I'm telling you, as a lawyer, that sends my antennae straight up. My antennae are straight up. Mr. Ghost Rider, what were you worried about? What were you hiding? And by the way, did you seek counsel before you did that? Or did you just do that on your own? Nonetheless, he did it. The special counsel says, and his cooperation, the Ghost Rider, with our investigation, including by reporting to the government that the Afghanistan documents were in his Delaware garage, will likely convince some jurors that he made an innocent mistake rather than acting willfully, that is, with intent to break the law as the statute requires. So the special counsel is saying, we believe and we find that he willfully kept these documents. But we think that because of his really lousy memory, his inability to recall dates, times, and anything else, because he is really just an old fart that can't remember stuff, we're not convinced that we can convince a jury to find him guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. So therefore, we're not going to recommend charges. Now, I have a problem with that, because that sets up a double standard between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. The only difference is Donald Trump is charged not just with willfully retaining classified documents, but then engaging in obstruction of justice, because rather than cooperate with the National Archives, Donald Trump is accused of hiding the documents, moving the documents, lying about the documents, doing all sorts of things, rather than just saying, you know what, you want the documents? Come to Mar-a-Lago, and you know what? We'll put a team together. You bring a team, and we'll dig through the boxes, and you can find stuff, and you can take whatever you want. That's what Trump should have done but did not do. And then he could have argued. It's like me trying to explain to people, as I was laughing about before the program, about don't argue with the cop on the street. That's not the place to defend your civil rights. You're going to lose there. The place for Trump to argue about his right as president to declassify documents or to keep documents is in the courtroom. It is not with the Department of Justice, or it's not with the National Archives and Records Administration. It's not with any of them. It's just like, okay, here's the documents. Now let's go to court and let's fight over them. Or if he'd gotten a subpoena, he should have gone to court and fought the subpoena and fought it there. You don't fight it by hiding stuff. But nonetheless, Donald Trump has set aside the obstruction of justice charge. Everything else in that charge about documents is the same as Joe Biden. It's a double standard. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. What does the double standard mean?
Your pet isn't just a pet, they're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's Dynavite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Get money back with every gallon of gas you buy with a free Upside app. Just download the free Upside app, buy gas like normal, and earn serious cash back, no strings attached. From there, it's easy to transfer your cash to your bank account, PayPal, or even an e-gift card. Upside users have earned back over $200 million. Download the free Upside app and use code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents a gallon in your first tank. That's code AUDIO. That's code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents a gallon in your first tank.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke.
And we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you. Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest Sundays here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Beat with Michael Brown. Don't forget to text the word Michael, Michael to 33103. Go follow me on Twitter or X at Michael Brown USA. Go to the Facebook page at Michael D. Brown or my Instagram page at Michael D. Brown. Gubin number 1713 says, Michael, I still don't see anything in the report about how Brandon, Joe Biden, illegally obtained the documents that he illegally had. All those documents were illegally removed from a secure storage facility. Yes. In order to illegally, you know, possess the documents, he had to have taken them away from wherever he may have been authorized. I'm trying to be as broad as I can. He had to take them from wherever he was authorized to see or handle the documents. I mean, the clearest example is you're in the White House Situation Room. I've walked into that room many a time, and there's a folder, you know, the president's names at the head of the table. Our names are around the edge of the table. I walk over to where it says Undersecretary Brown, and I sit down, and there's a folder in front of me. And I open the folder, or maybe it's a three-ring binder, and behind the tabs, there may be, you may have heard Biden talk about, well, I didn't see the red markings on it. That's immaterial. Some of those tabs may have had a cover sheet on it that has red lines all around the edges, and then it has the classification level in the middle of it. Top secret or TSSCI, you know, no foreign mean no foreign. It may have all of that on there, but it may not. It may just be the document itself. But the document itself will have classification documents on individual paragraphs. So let's say I'm looking at a five-paragraph document. The first two paragraphs may have no markings in the indentation, on the white space, in the margins. The next two paragraphs might say TS/SCI, and under that, no foreign. That means those two paragraphs are classified. And then the closing paragraph may just be a summary, and it may not be classified, or it might be classified. So even within one page, there might be parts that are classified and not classified. But because it's on one page, I can't rip that out of the notebook, and when the meeting's over, follow the president out of the White House Situation Room, and fold it up, and or put it in my briefcase and take it back to my office. I can't do that. There are ways to do that. I can have the naval officer overseeing the White House Situation Room. Let me check that document out, and then when I get up back to my office, I can then check it in with my security officer, who will put it in a secure facility for me, and then I can read it, ask them to bring it to me if I want to read it, and then take it back. It's very methodical how you handle these documents. He didn't do any of that. So the minute he walked out, let's just say that Biden walked out of the White House Situation Room, went to his office when he was VP over in the old executive office building, and then put it in his briefcase and went home to Delaware on the train, he can't do that. He just simply, that's how he illegally obtained them. So it's not necessary in terms of the charges to point out how he obtained them. It's only necessary to point out that he willfully kept them. And that's where I think the crime was committed. And that's where it's similar to if Trump is convicted for willfully holding the documents, Biden should have been charged also. And just because he's old and senile doesn't mean that he shouldn't be charged. Let me put it a different way. I really think it means that Trump should not have been charged. Now, I think that Trump still could have been charged. I've said this ever since this case started, that Trump's legal liability in the documents case may be the obstruction charge, not the documents charge. It's two separate charges. I mean, there's like 90 charges, but there's two separate issues, the documents and the obstruction. But in terms of the documents, the Biden case and the Trump case show a double standard, an absolute double standard. Back to the report itself, briefly. I don't think it's surprising. But when the report said that it is likely that a jury is going to find that he is old and that he probably could not be convicted by a jury because a jury is going to look at him and see that he is old and that he doesn't have a very good memory and he can't remember, he didn't remember when his son died, any of those things. I think what they were doing is pointing out that any other person we would have charged, and we would have taken this, we would have filed charges, maybe not immediately, but we would have recommended filing charges when he left office, because he is immune, I believe, as president. But a prosecutor has to, I think, owes the public a reason why we didn't file charges. And in this case, they said they didn't file charges because he can't remember what day it is. And the left has gone ballistic over that issue because they think that it's unfair to point those things out. I think it's fair to point it out because it shows that, truthfully, this guy, maybe if he can't remember things like when his son died or where he got his rosary or anything about the documents, when he was vice president, when he wasn't vice president, all of those things, I think, lead to the issue of, is he competent to be president now? I want you to hear from him. We'll hear from him. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Oh, baby, the President of the United States.
Your phone. carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When Freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at dinovite.com/radio. That's dinovite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield, with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple, with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the score, Reading, and At the Door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, which proves that you're smart, brilliant, and probably cute or handsome. I don't know. Or your car's broken down by the side of the road and you're waiting on a tow truck. I don't know. It could be any of those things. So let's get to the heart, because I still want to get to legitimacy, because there's a case out of Hawaii. The Hawaii Supreme Court has basically said to the U.S. Supreme Court, hey, we don't care about your rulings on the Second Amendment. We're going to do what we want to do. Which maybe what we ought to do is tell Hawaii, well, okay, goodbye. You're no longer a state. Although there are people in Hawaii who don't want to be a state. That may be what they're playing for. I'll get to that in a minute. But let's get to the crux of this her report, they report. Here's the paragraph that's causing all of the hullabaloo. We, meaning the special prosecutors, we have also considered that at trial, Mr. Biden would likely present himself to a jury, as he did during our interview, as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Based on our direct interactions with and our observations of him, he is someone for whom many jurors will want to identify reasonable doubt. It would be difficult to convince a jury that they should convict him, by then a former president well into his 80s, of a serious felony that requires a mental state of willfulness. Bam! Oh my! OMG, as the kids would say. OMG exclamation point. Or the emoji with the hands by the face and the big eyes. Oh my God! That's what's getting him all upset. Well, I wonder is that, and I actually understand that paragraph. Put aside that this is Joe Biden. If I were a prosecutor in Denver, and I was presented with a case that required a willful state of mind to prove, like, you know, let's take a business fraud case. And I think that the businessman willfully committed fraud. But the businessman was so old and feeble that as we interviewed him or talked to him through his lawyers and then had to come to a conclusion, I might reasonably conclude that, you know, I think this guy willfully committed fraud, but I'm not going to waste my time prosecuting him. Because I think a jury's going to look at him, and they're going to get mad at me for dragging this 81, 82, 83, 84-year-old man into court on fraud charges when he appears to the jury as being an 82, 83, 84-year-old man who can't remember what he had for breakfast. So why are you charging this poor old man? Yeah, he committed fraud, but you know what? We're not going to find him guilty. You shouldn't have been here in the first place. That's the equivalent of what we're talking about here, which then raises the question, which I know you got it. If you don't know this, wake up. If he doesn't have the state of mind to be charged or to even recommend charges for when he leaves the White House, then how in the hell can he stay in the White House and actually be the president of the United States of America? You want evidence of that?
When I said, when we pushed all these programs, I said I'm going to be a president for everybody, whether they live in a red state or a green state.
Well, there's some attention paid to some language in the report about my recollection of events. There's even reference that I don't remember when my son died. How in the hell dare he raise that? Frankly, when I was asked the question, I thought to myself, wasn't any of their damn business. Let me tell you something. Some of you have commented, I wear since the day he died, every single day, the rosary he got from Our Lady of... Every memorial... the conduct of the response in Gaza, in the Gaza Strip, has been over the top. I think that, as you know, initially the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him. I convinced him to open the gate. I talked to Bibi to open the gate on the Israeli side.
Wow. I was elected to represent people of all states, red, green, you know, God bless America, God bless the red, white, and green. You know, I wear this bracelet made of my son's rosary beads. You know, he got his rosary from the somewhere. I don't know. Saks Fifth Avenue? I don't know. And then, you know, this whole thing in Gaza, well, I talked to the president of Mexico because Mexico is next to, Mexico is right between Egypt and the Gaza Strip. It's right there. It's a tiny little place, Mexico, right between it. Oh no, actually I talked to the president of Mexico, a guy named Sisi, who's actually the president of Egypt, but I don't know where Egypt is either, but it's Mexico or Egypt. It's Sisi or it's somebody. I don't know who it is, but I talked to him. I talked to him directly. Yeah, I think the special prosecutor was right. I don't think the president of the United States really knows what it, you. The president, after that Thursday press conference, actually met with the chancellor of Germany, Olaf Scholz. Now, remember, he had said earlier in the week that he had met at the G7 meeting with the chancellor of Germany, Helmut Kohl, who had died in, I think, 1987 or something. So, he must see dead people. He also said that he had gone to the G7 the same day to another group of people, and he had met at the G7 with the president of France, Mitterrand, who had died in 1996. Yes. And then he actually does meet with the real chancellor of Germany, and he incoherently reads from note cards as he mumbles and stumbles through.
Today we'll also discuss the work we're going to be doing together to strengthen NATO ahead of the 75th NATO summit this summer here. So you've got to come back. And also the latest developments in the Middle East.
He's out of it. He's just out of it. Now, I have bounced back and forth on a theory on my local program, believing that Biden will not be the nominee. And that theory was on life support. I became more and more convinced that Biden would be the nominee. And then I started thinking, well, maybe after this horrific press conference on Thursday night, that maybe that theory has a little bit of life left in it. But then I read an article from Politico, thanks to you, Susan, for sending it to me. I totally missed it, where Rich Lowry goes through how that would work. And I don't, first of all, any of you that think that Michelle Obama is going to be the Democrat nominee, man, you're smoking some weed. Because I'm telling you, that's not going to happen. Michelle Obama, if you probably don't remember, but when Barack Obama was running for president in 2007 and 2008, they pulled her off the campaign trail, because she was saying so many radical things about how, you know, Obama was going to change our history. Remember all that? He was going to change all these things. And they were like, oh, my gosh, you can't be saying that kind of stuff. They pulled her off. There's no way Michelle Obama is going to be put in as the nominee. So then that leaves, you look around, who is there? Well, Kamala Harris, whose poll numbers are worse than Joe Biden. Gavin Newsom keeps getting talked about, but Gavin Newsom has no national experience. He has no foreign policy experience. Oh, he's met with foreign policy leaders. I always love these people who run for president, and they need some foreign policy expertise, so they fly to Europe and meet with somebody, or they go to China and meet with Xi Jinping. It's like, okay, well, in that case, I've got more foreign policy experience than almost all these people running for president, because I've met with ambassadors, I've met with kings, I've met with prime ministers, I've met with people all over the world. I think they're stuck with Biden. I think they're stuck. And I also think that Dr. Jill Biden wants him to at least run again, because they don't want to pull him off the trail now. And it's probably too late to pull in Lyndon Johnson. So I think we're going to have a rematch. I honestly think that we're going to have another rematch. Let's do this. I really do want to get to the concept of legitimacy, because this political science class that I want you to think about may be an example of how this republic maybe is losing its footing. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Be sure and text your message to 33103. Be sure and subscribe to the podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. Legitimacy is the next topic.
Is another 2008 financial crisis looming? This is Kevin DeMeritt for Lear Capital. Just listen to the news. Numbers don't lie. Personal debt is at record highs. Corporate bankruptcies are soaring. Just the interest on our debt will hit $1 trillion this year. Then you have central banks buying record amounts of gold to protect their own assets. They see what's coming, and it's a no-brainer. Maybe it's time for you to do the same. Move some of your paper assets into gold, because they can't print more gold. It's easy to buy, easy to sell, and it's never been worth zero.
Folks, Kevin DeMeritt has been spot on about the economy and gold. Call Lear Capital today at 1-800-927-2400 for your free gold investor kit and their 2024 special report, Rising Debt, Rising Gold. Tell them Kevin sent you, and you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 1-800-927-2400. 1-800-927-2400.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of, so your car can bring your healthy family through the season. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lawrence Stanfield, with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple, with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the score, Reading, and At the Door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Welcome back to The Beacon with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I'll give you fair warning. This topic's going to carry over into the next hour. And this is a political, this is Political Science 101. So I want you to, pay attention. The professor has taken the podium. I talk not a lot, but on my local program, I try to, really inform listeners about why legitimacy, political legitimacy, is so important to the foundation and the continuation of a republic, a republican form of government, a republic like ours. It's often defined, particularly in political science, as a belief that a rule or an institution or a leader has the right to govern. It's our judgment, individually and collectively as a society, about the rightfulness of this hierarchy between you and me and those that we elect and the institutions which they serve. And when that rightfulness is shared by an entire population like ours, that produces distinctive, and I'm going to use the word collective here, but I don't mean collective in the sense of communism or anything. I mean as a group. It produces a distinctive group effect in society, including giving us social order that provides us with consensual form of government. In other words, we agree. The easiest example to give is that while the U.S. Supreme Court issues rulings, we may agree or disagree with those rulings. But we give those rulings legitimacy because we give the court legitimacy because that's how our system's set up, and we know that we need a final and supreme arbiter of legal issues, and we put that in the U.S. Supreme Court. Likewise, we put it in our state supreme courts. We even put it in our trial courts, even though our trial courts can be appealed to higher courts. So we put in our court system a belief that when a jury renders a verdict, even like OJ, even if we believe that there was jury nullification going on and the jury was somehow convinced that, well, we just got to send a signal of some sort. Everybody thinks OJ was guilty, but we're going to find him not guilty because we want to show that you went after this black guy. I mean, you put all sorts of racist things into it, but we put legitimacy in a court system. Because we want, as a society, a fair and a dependable or reliable and consistent form of governing ourselves. So we put legitimacy in our institutions. We believe that our legislative branches and our judicial branches, our executive branches, will do, and we want them to do things as they're supposed to do and do them constitutionally. And if not, then we can challenge them in the judicial system, and we can hold them accountable by throwing them out of office and electing new people. That's legitimacy. Now, if you're already thinking ahead, you're thinking, well, Michael, how can you say we have legitimacy in the United States Congress and the Congress isn't doing anything? Well, I would agree with you. Because my point about legitimacy is this. I think we're losing it. Now, is that our fault or is that their fault? What if I told you I think it's the fault of both of us? It's partly our fault because we become dumb, fat, and lazy as American citizens, and we don't get very involved. Even if you got involved solely in a local school board race, I would say that that means you're more involved than 75-85% of the population. If you ever decided to just run for city council, you're now more involved than 99% of the country. Well, maybe not 95% of the country. If you serve in the military, or like me, you became the Undersecretary of Homeland Security, you serve, you know, in at the highest levels of government, in the sub-cabinet and cabinet of the president. You do any of those things, now you're in the 90, you're a one percenter now. Which means there's a lot of people back there behind us that aren't doing anything. They just don't participate. And a Republican or republic requires citizen participation. But what if even our institutions ignore each other? What the United States Supreme Court, in numerous decisions, including the most recent, well, let's go back to 2008, in the D.C. versus Heller case, the U.S. Supreme Court, in an opinion written by Justice Scalia, pointed out historically that the Second Amendment contained an individual right to keep and bear arms. I would encourage you, if you have never read the Heller case, go look up, using whatever search engine you can find, and search for D.C., as in District of Columbia, versus Heller, H-E-L-L-E-R. Now, it may be difficult reading. You don't have to read all the cases and the footnotes and everything else, but scroll through it and find it where Justice Scalia talks about the history of the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And he will describe to you why it's written that way, what it means about a militia, a well-regulated militia, and how all of that means that individuals have the right to keep and bear arms. And then most recently, in a case called New York versus Bruen, B-R-U-E-N, you can look that one up and read it too, the court again affirmed that there is an individual right to keep and bear arms, and the state of New York, the city of New York, cannot preclude that by making it difficult to prohibit concealed carry, and then making it difficult to get a concealed carry permit. So we've had, I would say, just guessing right now, at least 5, if not 8, recent Supreme Court decisions, and by recent, I mean in the past 15 or 20 years, of talking about how there is an individual right to keep and bear arms. What does it have to do with legitimacy? The Hawaii Supreme Court, just this past week, rejected decades of Supreme Court precedent that I was just describing to you in a ruling that found that there was no state constitutional right to carry a firearm. They rejected what the U.S. Supreme Court said. That is a denial of legitimacy. And we'll talk about why and why it's dangerous to a republic. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. DinoVite. It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out. Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Get money back with every gallon of gas you buy with a free Upside app. Just download the free Upside app, buy gas like normal, and earn serious cash back, no strings attached. From there, it's easy to transfer your cash to your bank account, PayPal, or even an e-gift card. Upside users have earned back over $200 million. Download the free Upside app and use code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents a gallon in your first tank. That's code AUDIO. That's code AUDIO for an extra 25 cents a gallon in your first tank.
Hi, This is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.